Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 3rd, 2020. Today is Friday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from the fourth chapter of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, yet not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. This may be one, at least for me, one of the most powerful sections of any passage from Paul. I've got my favorites, but this is one of my top 10. And it feels particularly poignant to me to be reading it in the circumstances that are surrounding us in our country these days with the pandemic. The treasure that Paul refers to, we have this treasure in clay jars. I still go back to the King James Version of this passage where it's translated, we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The treasure that Paul is speaking of is the good news of the gospel. This eternal, forever, changeless, strong, empowering, invigorating, life-giving, life-renewing, this gospel of Jesus that changes the world. Where does it live? Doesn't live in a building. Doesn't live in a book. This power of the gospel to redeem and to renew, to recreate, this power of the gospel to snatch life out of the jaws of death, this power of the gospel that overcomes sin and the devil, this power, it lives inside of earthen vessels, fragile people like Paul and Barnabas and me and you. And it lives there so that we can be reminded when we are vessels for God's good news that the power that is displayed comes from God and not from us. Whatever happens as a result of us sharing this good news, of us pouring that good news out in word and deed on behalf of God and for the benefit of the world, every result that comes from that is the result of God's doing and not ours. We are simply the holders of the treasure and the sharers of the treasure. That's powerful in and of itself. And then Paul has this great little stair step few sentences We are afflicted in every way. To have the gospel in you doesn't mean you get exempted from the world's afflictions, from the afflictions of life. We're afflicted, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed. Oh my goodness, that is a verb or an adjective for our time, right? We are perplexed. These are perplexing times. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. These are fraught times. These are difficult times. These are times filled with anxiety. But we are not destroyed by them. Because the excellency of the power to transform the world, the power to heal, the power to redeem, the power to make whole, the power to bring death out of life, the power of resurrection, that comes from God and not from us. It's an amazing passage of Scripture, isn't it? We don't know yet. I've been talking to people today, and we're at the beginning of 1 month. Many of us have already been in some form of sheltering in place for at least a couple of weeks and maybe three. Some of us haven't really gotten our routines down yet. For some of us, there's not a lot to do, and for others of us, there's too much to do. Children are getting cabin fever, and adults really would like to get back to their regular routine, and there's no end in sight just yet. We're coming up upon the holiest of weeks for Christians, and what does it mean to walk the way of a cross while we're sheltering in place? And so that's why I think this passage that the Daily Office gives us today is such an important one. To remember that while all of this is going on around us, the life of Jesus, the resurrected life of Jesus, is being made visible in us to the extent that we are vessels for the good news of God in Christ. Normally, Fridays in Lent feel like, wow, we've almost gotten another week past us in the season that can go on forever. And this year, it does feel as if the season of Lent has been particularly strange and strained. And so for today, I'm really grateful for the reminder of who we are as Christians, that we are vessels for the good news of Christ. And that even in our weakness as simple clay jars, we are empowered and gifted with this great message, and we are strengthened to be witnesses to the life of Jesus, even as we wrestle with difficulties and anxieties, even as we are buffeted about by the news of the day. We've been given this treasure. Do me a favor, people of God, guard that treasure and share it to the best of your ability, however and whenever you can. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.